What's good with y'all on Facebook? I brought one of my homegirls through. We just gonna have some regular high conversation. I don't even have no topic today. As y'all already know, I done already went clean, smooth off earlier today on Black people about...
And I missed it?
Yeah, about the...
About what?
The Shaqiri... Richardson thing. Okay, I was really upset at Black people for not taking accountability. Okay? So I wasn't upset at her. She took accountability.
Yeah, I was like, what you mean?
I didn't just 100% love her answer. You know what I mean? It's just, you know, I'm human. I made a mistake, but fuck it. You know what I mean? I didn't really love it, but I understand it, right?
Yeah.
I didn't like how Black people was like, she should still race. I mean, the rules is the rules, though. Like... It would be different now if you was in that race and then somebody broke the rules and then they just was like, oh, well, we like her. She's popular. We're going to let her race. Now you looking around like,
okay,
some motherfuckers could just break rules and fuck it, right?
Yeah.
And then it's just kind of like, okay, her not. And then I made the point, I don't know when's the last time you had to take a drug test, but, doesn't really take that long to get clean, especially if you do a lot of working out. And she does
more working out. No, I don't smoke.
At all?
At all.
That, how is that?
It's fine. I don't like being down. That's the thing.
It's a downer for you?
It is.
It makes me
slow as fuck, and I don't like that because I'm always, like, having to do shit.
I actually have an issue with that. Like, I don't like... to be
sober.
No, I don't like to be bounced. Okay, well, not being sober is it's not great. Yeah, being sober is just not the best, but you know, we ain't gonna worry about that. But it's just I'm a real jittery dude when I'm not smoking, and I don't like it.
Okay,
I'm real up, moving, active, bouncy, and I don't love it. It used to actually get on my nerves when I was younger.
What?
Yeah. I do a lot of moving. I fidget too. Okay. But when I smoke, I don't. For some reason, having a blunt in your hand, I don't have to touch anything else.
Okay.
It's weird.
No, that makes sense though, because I'm kind of the same way. Like when I go to like places, because like I was just saying, like, I have like social anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
So I always need like, if you were to ever come to my house, I have like suckers, like these jars of like suckers. So like when I go out, I grab a few and put them in my purse. So like when I'm out, I can... It has something in my hand. It'll help.
Okay, so with one of your occupations, I have to ask you how social anxiety works. But before I do that, please tell the people who you are and what you do, so that way they're not just wondering why I brought some random cute chocolate women to the well, though they know I know you because we interact on social media,
right?
But would you tell the people who you are, what you do, and things like
that? Okay. Hi, I'm Tatiana. I'm a stylist, a model. I don't know.
You done been in music videos?
Yeah. I've been in a few music videos.
done a few photo shoots?
Done a few photo shoots.
It'd be so funny when people is modest and this is supposed to be time for them to brag. This is the perfect...
I'm not a bragger. I don't know how to do that, actually.
What you mean?
Because it's just, I don't know. And I don't really like, and I'm a Virgo too. So okay. I'm like, I'm really observant. So like when I'm meeting people and they're like just so mouthy about like things they do, it's just like annoying. It's like, okay, like we're going to have time to just naturally, organically like get to know each other. You don't have to like...
Mm-hmm.
Force everything down my throat, like, the first time
we meet. A lot of times, I'm not gonna even lie to you, a lot of times that's insecurity of where you at.
Mm.
Okay, you didn't really expect to be here.
Mm-hmm.
So you're here now. Mm-hmm. You're doing whatever you think is the right thing to do to keep what you got. So it's like, okay, well, maybe she won't fuck with me if I don't have money. So let me show her that I got money. Maybe she won't fuck with me if I don't got style, so let me show her how fly I am. You see what I'm saying? So little things like that a lot of times niggas do just because they trying to keep the, like, they don't be knowing why women like them. So like,
and I'm like the complete opposite. Like, I don't wanna, I don't care what you got. Like, what is what you got doing for me. Like, I don't care. Like,
it's okay. I don't. It's hard when you go on TV and go on social media and you see women fucking with guys simply for what they got. There's a whole thing. I don't know if you've seen any of them. There's a whole thing where, like, people try to expose gold diggers on Facebook, you know.
I don't know.
Like it'd be funny little videos. Like, dudes are like, they'll shoot they shot at a chick, right? The chick will usually say no. Then they'll walk over to, like, a Ferrari or, like, a Lamborghini and be like, oh.
I have seen something like that.
And be like, oh, damn, I guess, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
If only you would fuck with a nigga with this Lambo, and then immediately they turn around and won't fuck with you. Yeah. So you see shit like that, you're conditioned to be like, okay. And I've always said this, and it's hilarious, the answers that I get when I speak on it. I'm like, every woman has a price. Sometimes that price isn't a financial price, but every woman got a price. And a lot of times, it is a financial price. For sometimes for women, it's like, okay, you don't know how much you'll take until it's offered to you.
That is true.
And I've had that happen. I got homegirls, again, who have lived a pretty awesome life. And I done got some numbers that I done seen been cash apps that I wouldn't even expect. Like, in the tens of thousands. For a date that you're not even guaranteed to know what she's finna do, if she's finna say yes, if she's finna say no. But they'll send the money just on the chance. And it's hilarious when I hear it's always funny. Women that have experienced it have cheaper numbers than women who say they would never do it. What I mean by that is, a woman that makes the statement, oh, I'd never, you know what I mean, just get flued out by some random guy, he'd have to give me $100,000, right? Now, if one of these guys really hit her inbox and was like, yeah, I got $15,000 for you. I done seen some moods change. And it's kind of, sometimes the morals be hard to hold on to.
Yeah. The lines get blurred a little bit. I don't know. That's crazy to me. Because I'm just big on safety. Like, more than anything, like, is $15,000 or a vacation really worth, like, you getting kidnapped and, like, put into human trafficking? I don't think so.
That's the part that's wild to me. Because, like, it's a shot in the dark. Because there's so many weirdo guys out here. And it just depends on their level of weirdo. You could catch the level of weirdo where the dude finna really spend $15,000 just to hang out with you. And then that next level, that's $15,000 is bait. Because they finna get all of your information back. And get their money back from you anyway. So, thankfully, I haven't had no homegirls give me that phone call like they done been through one of those crazy situations like that. But I done got some rough phone calls from like, homegirls going on dates and stuff, and it didn't really go like it was supposed to. Speaking of, please tell them the story about what happened just a few minutes ago, because it kind of fits. It kind of fits when we talking about
it. Well, that was just wrong communication, though. But
my fault.
But I always try to be optimistic. But I'm the type, I'm always thinking of like the worst possible outcome. I like, that's the best way to be. Because then when it's not, then everything's good and it's cool. We here. So he sends me the address. He sends me an address. Not this address. An address of somewhere in the middle of no fucking where. And so
mind you, we right outside the hood. So she pulled up straight to the hood.
Dark as fuck. Abandoned warehouse. I'm like, but I always stay prepared. So it was, I'm always like ready as best as I can be ready. Cause you never can be all the way ready for when a situation, you never just know what you're going to do when a situation is like thrusted upon you. So
for everybody listening, what it sound like, you got that, what's the name on you?
Yes.
Let me find out. I didn't notice. It's been a lot more women that's been strapped. In 2020-2021, and I'm liking the vibe. How long have you been carrying?
For over a year now. But this was, I don't know if you've caught any of my like little videos or posts or whatever, but it was really after I had a situation happen to me by an ex. So, yeah, I'm like, yeah, no.
You on Pimp Talk. You got to run that.
No, I was, I mean.
Well, you don't have to necessarily run the exact situation.
Right.
You kind of go explain what kind of happened.
It was crazy where, you know, like you've seen the videos of girls losing their life, you know, behind a crazy ex. Mm-hmm. So, it's kind of what the situation was close to. So, it's just like, yeah, nah, never again.
He kicked your door in? Messed your car up? It gets worse than that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't even want to think about it. I'm not the crazy ex type. I can't even lie to you.
I'm not either. So I just don't get it. When I see it, or even before my situation, when I saw it, I just don't get it. I'm like, how can you be that, like,
I move on really fast.
Emotional.
I move on really fast. I'll be sad, but I can be sad alone without you.
Yeah.
Like, I'm more, and then I got abandonment issues. So once you tell me that you're leaving me, you didn't piss me off. Now, look what you mean. Me?
Oh, Jesus. I'm one of them. Lord, have mercy.
Oh, not me? Hold on.
So, are you okay with being by yourself?
I am.
Okay.
I'm really cool with being by myself. Okay. That's why it's the issue of I have the opposite. I'm more get offended when somebody's going to leave. Because, like, nah, you know you can't come back just in and out my life. Like, gotcha. You got to go. Okay. You got to go.
Yeah.
Because if I got that mentally where I'm constantly thinking about you, not thinking about you, thinking about you, I don't got time for that.
Yeah.
So the best thing for me.
Just stay all the way gone.
Yeah, bye. Yeah,
and
bye.
No go backs.
Bye. No.
Yeah.
No, I have never gotten with an ex. Have I dipped in dudes before? Oh yeah, that's just the Instagram. Facebook is the one that's important. But honestly, it'd be hard for me to just, like, I can't even see you in the same way no more. And that always bothered me. Like, I always tell people, like, look, if you need to get over somebody, stop focusing on the good so much. That's what people do. You start off, the reason that this is such a bad situation anyway, you started off by seeing the good in the person, and it wasn't good as you thought they was. Now that they gone, you're only seeing the good in what they did and never the not good. And you wondering why you can't get over that person. Yeah. Well, shit, you just looking at the pot. Okay, if I fell off my bike and broke my leg, but all I think about is the times when I was riding my bike with one hand and doing tricks and shit. I'm going to be like, well, let me get back on when I recover. But if every time I look at my bike, I see my broken leg.
Leg like this.
I'm not getting on that motherfucking bike, bro. Like,
fuck that motherfucking bike.
Look, put it like this. You need to post a picture of him smacking the shit out you. And just put it on your walls. Every time you think about it, you can go look, and it's just pow. It's like, oh, okay. I don't know if I can do this no more. He didn't say it, sorry. Because look, I'm going to tell you right now. Unless you can show me a group of relationships where a woman one time, and that was it.
That is not the case.
Show me that. If he's like, okay, if he smacked the shit out you, said sorry, and y'all relationship been good ever since, I'm here.
Haven't seen it.
You know damn well that shit ain't happen. Come on, Dad.
No.
Come on, Dad. You know damn well that shit ain't happen.
Because that person has, you know, deeper rooted issues that's not going to get fixed overnight or not going to get fixed after one conversation of y'all crying it out and, you know, all the fighting and the makeup sex and all. This shit don't get fixed like that over that. This shit take years of, you know, healing and probably therapy, a whole bunch of different stuff. So, yeah, no. Mm-mm.
Let's do I have women on my show a lot, and I gotta ask them a slew of questions. Shit. One of them especially is very important. I'm gonna ask it to you first. But I have to give it to you in context. This is not technically a sexual question.
Okay.
When I ask it.
Okay.
I'm going to phrase it in a sexual way on purpose. So, based on relationships in the sense of what a guy has purchased for you, what a guy has done for you in the sense of gifts, in the sense of maybe an apartment, a car, things like that, how much would you say that box is worth? I need a realistic answer now. Okay. And I'm not talking about based on what you think it's worth. Because there's a difference between what you
feel your worth and the
worth of it right now, just tangibly. Like, okay. If we was to put it on Google, net worth, how much is it?
Okay. Goddamn. Ooh. Daniel, if he see this, he gonna be gassed the fuck up. Oh. Damn. Probably a good fucking 50K, maybe.
$50,000. Yeah. Are you kidding? That is the second largest number I have had on Temp Talk so far.
Yeah.
$50,000.
I don't like putting like business out there like that. I don't know why. It just makes me so uncomfortable.
You don't have to do no names or nothing. You see what I'm saying? Because really, this is more about you. It's not necessarily about them. Mm-hmm. So the only way somebody would get offended is if they are, that's a possessive thing.
Yeah.
If they're getting upset about stories where there's no way a person could find out that it's them, that's just possessive. So speak your mind.
Yeah.
Just keep the names and stuff out of it. So yeah. Where does $50,000
the thing is, the people on my stuff know I don't mess with people like that. So they only have...
it's only a couple of y'all.
Yes.
It's like,
and they can narrow it down.
It's like
on one hand. So it's like, we're probably like, it's really like two. So it's
it's like,
which one? We know it's definitely not that one.
Not
the
other nigga.
So it's
just
like, the person already fucking know. Like,
it's
after me
up.
Saying that.
Now it's a nigga in his mind right now. Like, dog, I ain't make 50K last year. What you mean gave her 50? Who is this nigga?
Just over, and you're talking about just like in general.
Would it like, okay, so you would, let's say you take a relationship and the amount that was spent on that box. Mm-hmm. That's a big number.
Roughly, yeah.
All right, so just, okay, you don't have to go into specifics. How do you get to a rough estimate of 50K? That's a big number. A car.
Helping get a car.
But that's money though. That works.
Clothes, shoes, jewelry.
Jewelry.
Yeah. And this was like when I was younger. So.
Wow. Y'all was ever engaged?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm like, they don't know who I'm talking about.
I'm sorry. My bad. It's interview. I went to school interview. You know what I mean? I got a whole lot of interview.
Which is fine. It's like it's no beef. It's like no nothing. Like it's fine. But it's just like people gonna be like, that's why she be acting all. But I swear y'all, I'm not bougie. Like I'm like the most humble person like ever. I don't like talking about or being like too flashy. That person. How he used to be was like that. So it's just like, I've always been like the complete opposite. Like, I like nice things, but I don't want to like, go like, oh yeah, I got this.
It's funny. Like, I found a way to flex in a way that people are okay with.
Okay.
What I've started to do is kind of make a parody of it. Like, what I mean by that is, people know I'm not really super big on jewelry.
Mm-hmm.
But they know because of the profession that I'm in, mm-hmm. I gotta have jewelry.
Mm-hmm.
So when I purchase this, mm-hmm. I always try to sneak it in the middle of stuff. Like I'll be like at the end of the show, I'll be like, yeah, make sure to subscribe to the podcast mm-hmm. and support with $9.99, $4.99, $0.99 to make sure you keep these SI diamonds around my neck mm-hmm. and this white gold. You know what I mean? Just kind of being funny about it. People will laugh, but at the same time, okay, I see he's doing well.
Yeah.
You don't ever try to make it, a lot of people brag in a way that makes it seem as though they got to put other people down. For me, it's just like, hey man, a lot of these motherfuckers done paid for this shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I appreciate y'all. Keep watching.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Keep supporting. Because without y'all, I'm not going to have this around my neck. Without y'all, I'm not going to have no ring light. Without y'all, I don't have two phones. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I always try to do it in a joking manner.
Yeah.
I'll go over the top. Like, I'll be in this bitch, oh, yeah, you see this motherfucker, da-da-da-da, this, and that. You see the brand new watch mm-hmm. and things like that. But at the same time, it's not like, oh, these niggas don't got no money.
Yep.
I'll tell niggas that they don't got no money. But usually when I tell niggas they don't got no money is when my homegirls, I done had to send them over to my... I had this happen to me recently. Do you put people down?
Me?
Yeah.
No, and I don't like being around people that do in front of me. Actually, I have a big problem with that.
No, not the bullying type of way. Do you put people down like with your homegirls or with your homeboys?
Oh, like hook them up.
Yeah, do you hook people up?
No. You know why? Because I've tried this shit one time and then no, because then once y'all start fighting, it's like, it just is no.
I ain't gonna lie to you.
It gets messy.
I done got two relationships married, and I feel like I'm the GOAT. So I just be going, off.
Okay, so you had a good experience.
I do it a lot. So uh-huh. I have a mixed bag experience right now. So most of them, more of them than not, don't work. Mm-hmm. But that's just relationships, period. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? But I do have two friends. One, it was two of my partners from the military, my homegirl and my homeboy.
Okay.
I knew her, mm-hmm. and I knew him. She kept talking about how niggas ain't shit and she's mm-hmm. single, and this nigga kept talking about he couldn't get no hoes. Mm. And I was like, I can fix this. And then I just kind of put them together, and they was just inseparable. I can't even really count myself. Mm-hmm. They was literally just waiting to meet each other. Like, that was one of them ones. They was kind of almost on some love at first sight. Then they had shit in common. Mm-hmm. They both was in the military. One of them had to get deployed. Aww. What ended up happening 2 weeks later, the chick ended up getting deployed to the same spot. So it just was all...
That was like the universe. Yeah.
That don't got shit to do with
it. Can you really say, you know...
Yes, of course I'm going to take credit.
Responsibility. Like, yes, of course I am.
Of course I can take credit. But what I'm saying is, you know what I mean? Like, that wasn't really me. But the other one, though...
Yeah.
That was compatibility. Like, uh-huh. I knew him, I knew her, and I was like, this could work. Y'all gotta go on some dates. They went on a couple dates, the shit started working, they had rocky patches, but they married now.
Mm. Okay.
Some of the rest of these.
I don't know. I just, like, if we all hanging out, y'all vibe on y'all, like, I'm not finna get in the middle of nothing, because then... Don't come to me, tell me, especially like if I'm real cool with the both of y'all, like I don't want to know.
You gotta put that disclaimer out there at the mm-hmm. beginning. I sit both of the motherfuckers down. I'd be like, hey, look at me. I only did this. Anything after this is y'all. I only did this right here. Anything past this moment.
I don't want to be in the middle of arguments. I don't want to, you know, get phone calls like, you need to talk to... I'm like, no. What the fuck?
I ain't gonna lie.
Y'all is grown.
I'm going through that right now, partially.
See? Uh-uh. Who has time for that?
The female is my homegirl, of mm-hmm. course. She be telling me some negative stuff and shit like that. My male partner, we don't even talk about that shit.
Because guys don't talk about shit like that.
Sometimes we'll talk about, like, women and shit, but, like, regular.
But not, like... Y'all chopping up about y'all relationship issues and emotions and shit like that. Like,
down, and he's down. He ain't worried about me now. Mm-hmm. I'm out of it. But mm-hmm. see, that's my home girl, and I was, you know what I mean? You got to expect that. Mm-hmm. It's like, okay, I know my female friends is going to be on the conversational, okay, they wanted the feelings, the emotions about it, and all mm-hmm. that other good shit. I'm going to listen to that, because mm-hmm. that's my home girl. That's why niggas don't have home girls now, because... Women know they annoying. We know they annoying. Sit through it. Sit through it. Like, I'm telling you, okay?
Just take the shit. It's okay.
If I had a nickel for every time it was a pretty woman in front of me saying some shit I did not want to hear.
Or care about.
You just got to kind of... A word? Man, I can't believe she did you that. It's always a she. It's always some... Why is always some female doing that?
I don't know. I can't relate.
It's...
I don't do shit like that, though.
Do you feel as though women are copying you?
Me?
Yes. Because that is a thing women feel. Nah. Like, they got... Like women is trying to be like them and copy them.
Nah. I do see that a lot, though. Like, I was doing this for never. Like, what? The fuck? I've never been like that. Like, when people ask me where I get stuff from, I'm always like, you know, oh, I got this from here. I'll tag this shit. I'll send them the whole screen, like, whatever. Like, I don't care about shit.
It'd
like
be
this.
Funny when it's like, okay, so you 5'2", 156 pounds, and a 6'1", 220-pound chick is asking you where you bought your shirt, it's not gonna look the same.
Oh my God.
On, like, just tell her where you got the fucking shirt, bro. Like, that shit but mean yes, in a hole, bro. I never understood
that. I never understood that shit either. Like, oh, it was this, like, when Sweetie, I forgot what carpet she was on, but,
why is her voice so deep?
Is it deep to you?
I don't like Sweetie voice. Especially on songs. She be sounding like,
Yeah, when she rapping it, it do get, like, hella deep. But, like, her regular voice don't seem deep to me. It seem like regular it's California voice.
And it ain't like Beyonce deep. Like, you know, Beyonce got that good
deep. That Houston. Down south.
Beyonce got that.
Vocal cords.
Beyonce sound like a musical Shaquille O'Neal. Like, I love it. Like, I just love the way she sounds. She be like, you know how Shaq just be like, yeah, you know everything's going bad. You know, yeah. Beyonce, she gonna make it musical. It's just gonna be notes with it at the same time.
Voice. I don't know. But back to what I was saying, I remember she was like, she was on the carpet and she was like, no, I'm not gonna tell you where I got it from because I don't want people biting. It's just like, what the fuck? Like, if you feel like you wearing it and you that bitch in it, can't no other person, like, if they put it on, you know, it's gonna look different on them, or it's gonna be how they wear it. So it's just like, if you got your own style, why you worried about people biting
you? You like, said Sweetie got on national TV and didn't tell regular people where she got her $1 million outfit from, because yeah, she didn't
this was like a long
regular
time ago.
People going by it.
I don't know if she was talking about regular people or like, you know, celebrities or whatever, but she was just like, I don't want to tell y'all because I don't want nobody biting. That's what she said.
Do you got your own clothing line, bitch?
Oh my God.
Because if you don't, if you bought it from somebody else's clothing line, they're going to find it.
Right. Especially with all these, like, fashion accounts. They'll find a whole outfit.
Idea for motherfuckers.
What?
You know how they got Shazam? Where you can, like, put the words in of a song or play mm-hmm. a couple notes from a song mm-hmm. and find the song. You can put an app, right? You take a motherfucker's shoes or you take their outfit.
Yeah.
Right? And you put that bitch in the app and you find that shit right
instantly.
There. I'd be like, nigga, them motherfucking ones is clean. And $200, right? Mm-hmm. Nine Macy's. Mm-hmm. I'm going to get them all.
Shut up.
I'm
oh
going
to
get them
all.
I'm going to get him right now.
Oh my God.
Better bitch is going to be mad. Everybody biting your outfit. Now what? Now you got to make your own clothes.
It's like, who cares? I don't care about shit like that. Like, if you have your own style, it shouldn't matter.
This is my thing. Women been shaking the same ass for 100 years. And niggas still making it go viral. Do you really think if you wore the same shirt as a bitch, it's gonna change how many likes you gonna get? Like, nobody.
Yeah, knows. Like, it's gonna dim their light or something. I don't know. I don't get it.
I imagine niggas been doing the black t-shirt, white gold chain thing forever. I stole this from somebody else. Okay. You don't think. You see these, right? This is the two strand barrel twitch. You know who I got these from? King Von. Them hoes look cool in a bitch. So I was like, what? Blind, my shit was already blind. Mm-hmm. So when I saw this nigga do that, too, I was like, what the fuck? Then, you know, hoes, mm-hmm. they thinking, you know, King Von, he shoot people, mm-hmm. you know, the hair. I'm like, okay, I could do half of that.
Shut up, I can do half of that. I'm not gonna do the whole bitch. I'm gonna do half of it. The way my lifestyle set up, I can't.
My shit for protection, like, my weapon go off, like, I gotta bring it to the police, let them know.
Right, like, what's the
shit registered, I gotta make phone calls.
Right, hella registered, you
so,
know.
So, with that, I took these straight from, I wear them a little different. Mm-hmm. I don't know how hood niggas, I guess women like that shit. I don't know how hood niggas be having the dreads all over the front of their faces. I can't fucking see you like that.
I don't know.
I got glasses, like, that shit be right all up in the, look, listen to me. You. Thank God for, like, barbers and shit.
Not to cut you off. Am I supposed to be tagging this? I don't even know. I mean, I'm not tech savvy, so you're going to have to help me.
I mean, you could. The best thing to do, honestly, because I like to take these episodes. I'm going to put the big episode up on Anchor, so if we go viral, we can make money, right?
Okay.
But usually I'm going to take this episode, take a bunch of different spots out of it, clips, right?
Yeah.
Post those on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Okay. And then try to blow them holes up. So, you know, I'm going to tag you in it, obviously. But I just need you for that.
Okay.
Because how many interviews do you get? Or do motherfuckers just want you to, like, put on clothes and, like, half smile?
that. I'm really trying to work on my face.
What you mean?
I have a resting bitch face. And so I'm really trying to, like, work on that. And, like, projects I've done in the past, I'm like, dang, why do I just look so mad?
I'm not resting bitch face, though. Mad, like, you gotta put it like this. I'm gangster with it. Like, I'm just gonna lay it out there. So I wanted you to be on the show. What I did.
Right on in there.
Yeah. And I appreciate that. All that extra, like...
I'm not finna half step with you. Look,
shoot it straight. Ain't that what they say? Just, you know.
Well, see, a lot of niggas be thinking it's TV and movies. Because in TV and movies, you can't shoot at a bitch. Every woman is hard to get in television. If you notice that, every woman, you gotta go through the first act where she don't fuck with you. Mm-hmm. Then the second act, she kind of warming up to you. Then the third act, after you thinking it's over with, she start to liking you again. That's real life, bro. You shoot, you be direct.
Yeah.
Yeah, it work.
Yeah. Or it might not.
Niggas be hurt when it don't work.
Oh, yes. Don't I fucking know.
See, this would bother me. And this gonna be a quick philosophy moment. All right, and I gotta put the blunt out for this. It's extremely important. I've been wanting to tell niggas this for a long time. Okay, so I'm gonna look directly in the camera when I say this. Why do y'all want bitches, but don't do what bitches want?
Cause they feel like they don't. Well, some feel like they don't have to. And if they do, it's like, okay, you not appreciate me for me.
You can't change the rules. If this particular woman like this, and this, and you don't meet none of them criteria, you shoot. She say no. How can you be upset? Go meet the criteria.
If that's what you want.
If I go work at an IT place that do computers, right? And one of the criteria is I gotta type 40 words a minute. I type 12 words a minute. I lose the job. I can't then go try to sue the company. What? Like, I didn't meet the criteria. Mm. Half of y'all know that because y'all don't got jobs right now. Maybe I'm wrong. I know I'm not wrong, but maybe I'm wrong.
Oh, damn.
I wasn't getting women at a point. You know why? Because I wasn't doing things women like. I was doing a bunch of
shit. What were you doing?
Doing a bunch of shit that women ain't fucking with.
What?
I was younger.
No, let me dig into your shit.
Okay, This is before
Elaborate. Pimp Talk. Okay. I'm going to need you to elaborate.
This was before Pimp Talk, okay? I was quick to put, I almost put myself in a friend zone a lot of times with bitches.
Oh.
I was good at being there for bitches. Mm-hmm. Okay, and sometimes women don't need that. Like, they need that, but then they need that in, like, friends. And I didn't understand what platonic meant. Like, you can be really close to somebody, really care for somebody, they be at the opposite sex and there's no sexual there. It took me a long time to get to that point. You see what I'm saying? So I was in a friend zone a lot of hours, which helped out for then when I learned Pimp Talk, I had a whole bunch of women around me that could then spread the gospel to the masses, which helped because now one of the things that I learned, women know where the hoes at. You see how she made that face? I had an episode about this the other day. Y'all remember when I was like, women know where the hoes at? I got a question. If I was to ask you, I got a party in a week. Because we cool and you know I'm not no weirdo nigga. If I was to ask you what a hoes at.
So far.
Except for the, you know, you being at a warehouse.
Yeah.
If I was to ask.
I had it right there. Like,
if I was to ask you what a hoes at. Would you be able to help?
I could help. Well, that depends. Because I don't even look at myself as a feminist anymore. I don't appreciate when men just off the rip disrespect women, because all females ain't hoes.
Of course, the term "what a hoes at" is perfect example. Like if you was to say "where the niggas at," does that make you racist?
No, but I don't know. I just still feel some type of way. I'm like, I ain't I got do. no whole friends, but I got some friends. I got some homegirls. Okay. I guess I feel better. I would feel better with bitches rather than hoes.
I don't like the term bitches, but people be coming at me like that's not the proper way, because you know what a hoe is. That is just kind of like a coined phrase now at mm-hmm. this point. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But that's what I mean. Like, if I needed you to bring females to like a function, mm-hmm. you would be able to bring them. Mm-hmm. Whereas, instead of me asking one of my male partners to bring women mm-hmm. to a function, like, half of you niggas be trying to fuck all of your friends. They not coming. Mm-hmm. I know what a hoe's at. It took me years. It didn't take you that long. You see what I'm saying? Like, I had to literally, it took me this Rolodex of, I don't want to say hoes, because a lot of these is just my friends, but like.
Right, see what I'm saying? Like, that word has such a negative connotation to it, so it's just like, bitches is a little bit more soft than hoes.
Okay, I call my homegirls bitches all the time. They don't get upset at that. You see what I'm saying?
So, it's like, ho? What the fuck?
All right, now see, my whole friends don't, y'all the hoes. Y'all cool with that. Some of my whole friends know they the hoes, mm-hmm. and they cool with that. That's, mm-hmm. Welcome home. You see what I'm saying? But like, my regular homegirls, a lot of the times, that's who I go to in the crunch time when it's like, okay, this function is looking like a lot of niggas. I will stop a function. Mm-hmm. Like, even if it's mine. Mm-hmm. If ain't enough women there, I just...
What's the point?
If I want to hang out with niggas, I got to do that during the day.
Yeah.
I don't like hanging out with niggas at night.
It's weird.
Unless it's sports on. Something about sports, because that don't got no time limit for me. So, like, okay, it could be a football game on in the middle of the night. My niggas there, we chillin'. You know what I mean? But, like, I'm not even a going to the club with niggas type of dude. Mm-hmm. I know niggas. I'm not even a going to the strip club with niggas type of dude. I'll do it once. You know how close?
For a birthday, maybe.
Do you know how close? Like, me and my niggas have not hung out in like 4 years. They came to my new apartment. Mm-hmm. Then they kind of made, it was like, okay, we're just gonna go paintballing. I had to battle, so I couldn't go. Mm-hmm. One of the niggas mentioned going to the strip club. Because it wasn't like he didn't ask that often. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, okay, yeah, I'll throw some money at some. Yeah, I mean, mm-hmm. I'll take y'all to one of the strip clubs I know with some of my homegirls so we can save some money on the bottles. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking that. But then, like, in my head, I'm like, this is a special occasion for all of us. Mm-hmm. And that's the only reason that we all want to go. Mm-hmm. I don't even got friends that's like, yeah, we going to the club every night. Mm-hmm. I can't. Are you that type of person? Do you go out? You a club person?
I'm not a regular club person. I like going to the strip club.
The strip club is fun.
Yeah.
You'll take some homegirls to the strip club.
I have a lot of homeboys too. So like,
that's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine. I take women to the strip club. Women like going. They'll spend the money.
Yeah.
Strippers have more fun when there's women around. Yeah. Strippers have more fun when there's women around. So there's that. Everything's better with women. Why do you think?
It is.
That's why Pimp Talk was the thing that I invented. Because, like, okay, I had to learn ways to put myself in situations where women fuck with me. So how do I do that? I got to learn what women fuck with. And I'm not going to give the whole blueprint out. Y'all are going to continue to watch Pimp Talk and Pimp. You see what I'm saying? I'm going to write a book. It's going to be funny. I'm going to write a book. And people going to think it's going to be like something like this. I'm not trying to make it this whole, this is, you do this and every time it's going to work.
Yeah.
It's going to be like a pimp's guide to not being a creep. That's really...
Oh shit, that's gonna sell.
That's all it is. Yeah. It's a pimp's guide to not being a creep. It's gonna be 10 to 15 chapters just explaining to niggas the do's and don'ts. Shit like where the hoes at. Mm-hmm. Shit like the do's and don'ts of shooting a shot. Mm-hmm. Going in women's inbox. I hate shooting my shot in women's inbox. That's my least favorite thing to do. But my success rate in women's inbox is my highest of any way of shooting my shot.
Really?
Yeah, it's easy as hell. I have an episode on it already, so I can talk about it. you start in the comments. Mm. A lot of the times, she will inbox you first. Mm. It's funny.
You're teaching me some.
It's interesting. Okay. So, usually how I'll get them, I'm a funny nigga. Everybody can't get it this way, but I'm a funny nigga. So, what I'll do is, niggas is gonna do all of the, like, let's say she posts some cute-ass picture, right? Mm-hmm. I'm gonna look at something in the background and make fun of it.
Oh my god.
She's gonna comment under what I said. Mm-hmm. Instead of those 50, 60, 70, oh my god, you're beautiful. Mm-hmm. Oh my god, you're cute. Of course she's gonna heart those to be nice. I'm gonna get a comment.
You're dangerous.
I appreciate
this
it.
This
that means a lot. Now,
I mean, it's good for you.
But yeah, like, yeah. But that's how, but a lot of times.
Now the real creepy, because I don't feel like you're like real, really, really creepy. Now the real, real creeps that are like, are seeing
niggas
this
is gonna always
learning
be,
how to.
Niggas is going to always be too up. Put like, this is going to be the issue. Niggas is going to always be too overzealous. Because the first thing that I teach on Pimp Talk is you don't got a lot of women. Mm-mm. I mention that. I say bitches a lot. Because a lot of times, if you put yourself in a situation where you speak, they're going to lay it out for you. Okay? That's why you never expect, niggas expect to have, they're trying to get the blueprint to 100% success rate. Mm-hmm. I don't have that cockiness to believe that every single woman in the world is going to fuck with me. First off, I'm light skinned. I'm tall, but I ain't super tall. Mm-hmm. I only weigh like 170 pounds. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I've got glasses, my voice ain't deep, and I don't have a beard. Mm-hmm. There is a certain number of women that's gonna fuck with this. Mm-hmm. It's a big number, but why am I trying to get every woman outside of this to come here when there's so many women right here?
Yeah.
Just enjoy. I gotta enjoy what fuck with me.
Yeah.
Okay, I know what I got. I know what people think, you know what I mean, and me. Mm-hmm. So I give that to the world. Instead of me trying to be this, that greed. That's why when Lil Wayne came out with that song, I never liked it.
Which one?
I just want to fuck every girl in the world. Never liked that song. It's weird ass shit.
Yeah.
Smugly ass hoes out here.
That and just germs. Like, you've been mentioning that from the
oh beginning.
God.
It's funny, a lot of niggas is going eventually, because you can now use this as a way to explain to niggas why you not just quick to just fuck
no.
Because you mentioned this from the beginning. As you can see, I've been paying attention. You have said this about 3-4 times. Safety is one of your biggest things. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the things that kind of got you nervous to just be just... Because there's a lot of women that's just...
Yeah, I'm like, okay, for instance, why do women brag about, oh, I just let him eat my pussy? Girl, you'll just let just anybody just eat your coochie. Like, bitch, no. Like, a motherfucker can't eat my coochie. A motherfucker can't touch me. Like... I gotta be around you a few times, like, to know, like, you ain't even that fucking, you know, no, this whole situation.
The thing that throws me.
I don't care
me,
about this whole situation.
This is why I'm gonna go with it. I'm not gonna even mention the actual sexual act. Mm-hmm. You done did everything wrong for a nigga that you don't trust. Mm-hmm. He done got your address. Mm-hmm. Or... He done picked you up and now you're going to a place where you don't know where you finna be at. Mm-hmm. You got this nigga in your space, or even worse, you in his space. Mm-hmm. And you don't got no clothes on, so you're vulnerable. Mm. But you don't trust this nigga, and this is all he gonna be able to do. What mm-hmm. if he just decides that that's not all I want? Mm-hmm. You don't even got your clothes. You are literally caught with your pants down.
Like, I never understood that. Like,
you never understood.
I never understood why females think this like a bragging right. Like, yeah, he just ate my coochie and lived. Like, but still, like, if I'm letting you do that, I'm letting you do everything else because I trust you enough to do everything else. Like, no, like, doesn't make any sense to me.
And I'm a little bit more of a free spirit than you are. Okay.
I doubt that, but I'm just more reserved.
Especially because I'm ex-military, so I didn't got to be in places around the world.
Oh Jesus. You probably things. Way more experienced than me, but you know.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, there's okay? nothing wrong with that.
Safety is a very
I'm really open-minded, though.
I'm one of the... Look, with all the experience, I've never experienced nothing negative, if you know what I mean. I've never experienced nothing I've had to go to the hospital for.
Yeah.
And I've only halfway had to experience a child. That wasn't my fault. That wasn't my fault.
What does that even mean?
Some people know the story. Then let's just say that wasn't my fault. Okay.
What the fuck?
I don't got no kids.
Okay.
And I don't fuck with no kids. I mean, I'm not a big kid person.
Okay.
People know me, know I... There is a team, no kids. I'm on the starting five, and I average at least 25 points.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. We scoring big numbers.
Well, shit, we're kind of the same, though. Like, I'm probably not on the starting five, but I'm probably, like, pretty close to it at this point.
You right on
it. At this age.
You on the bench, like, almost, like, you know what, might as well.
Like, it's not that appealing to me. Like, you know how some girls, like, they live for that shit. Like, I've never been
I know women that, like, the thought of baby fever almost sickens me. Like, what do you mean?
Yeah, like, oh.
What do you mean? I want something that I'm going to have to take care of and I'm going to have to lose all of my freedom. I can go to prison. Like, it's the same thing, almost.
Oh,
like,
damn. I would say all that
now. Both of them, put it like this. I equally don't want to go to prison as much as I don't want kids right now.
Okay.
That's what I mean. Now, see, when I get older, maybe that'll change. But I got that Pharrell disease. So I might look 17 for the rest of my life. And if that's the case, get out of there. Like, I don't know what y'all want me to do. Like,
yeah.
But... all I'm gonna say is the military gave me a lot of experience, and I don't even just take sexual experience with women as experience. Like I've had a whole lot of female friends, I've had a whole lot of females that wanted to fuck with me and couldn't, I've had a whole lot of females that I don't want to fuck with and couldn't, and I've learned from every single one of those experiences. That's the difference between me and niggas. Niggas got too short a memory. Like, you can't treat it like, okay, I understand we play sports and you're supposed to, okay, if you lose, you're supposed to just forget and try again. No, this is. Real life. You lose, you take every single thing that you'd have lost and like, okay, what not to do next time. Like, y'all don't be learning from y'all mistakes. So I done learned from all of that. All of the women that I done fucked with that could have been a love of my... I done had 15 love of my life.
Oh, wow.
That shit don't mean nothing. It's about what it's about. Like, that's why I don't even believe in a whole quote-unquote soulmate. You want me to tell you what a soulmate is?
Yeah.
Two people that have things in common that are committed at the same time.
And that can change.
But what I mean by that is, okay, if y'all kind of have a lot of the same goals, a lot of the same dreams, and y'all are also, you catch each other at the same time where y'all are willing to put the work in, it'll feel like this is the person that's supposed to be for you forever. Nah, nigga, you just are putting the work in. Keep doing it, and this will last as long as you keep putting the work in. If I keep pedaling a bike, the longer that I pedal this bike, I'm going to keep going forward. A lot of niggas stop pedaling. Okay, the wheels, they going to spin for a little while. After a while, they're going to stop, though.
Yeah.
But if you continuously pedal the bike, it's going to keep going forward. A lot of niggas never understood that concept. Okay, you want your relationship to work, pedal the bike.
Yeah.
Ladies have this. Having sex and being loyal is not pedaling the bike.
No.
There's, you gotta do things. Keep being, like, I'm one of those, I'm light skinned and I wear glasses and I like nice things and stuff. Sometimes I like my girlfriend to tell me I look nice. I can't have no hating ass girlfriend. And a lot of niggas got hating ass girlfriends and they okay with it.
Elaborate.
God, what you got all that on for?
Oh.
Motherfucker,
girls
what you
be doing it? I feel like guys do that more.
I don't like when niggas do it either.
Oh.
Because for me, put it like this. If you, let's say, I'm at the house with you, we together. You randomly put some shit on and it looks nice, but it's 4 in the afternoon. Well, goddamn, it's 4 in the afternoon.
It's 4 in the afternoon.
You looking you looking real for in the afternoon right now. Hold on, turn around. Oh, yeah, yeah, this is just your hour, huh? This is just for you, huh? Where the hell you going? It's like, oh, I got a meeting or something. This is going to be a fun meeting for everybody, I'm guessing, huh? Four in the afternoon? Look, let me get a picture with you. Hold on, Miss Four in the afternoon looking good as hell.
Damn, yeah. Gassing. See, yeah, you do some shit. I'll be like, okay, is you trying to be funny?
Because if you looking nice, I'm going to let you know.
Okay.
Whereas with me, I like dating women that's going to do the same thing.
Okay.
Because because especially in my line of work, sometimes I'll get a phone call, I'm finna be on TV. Mm-hmm. So I got to just randomly put some nice shit on. I gotta randomly put some cologne on. Mm-hmm. I don't wanna hear, you got that cologne on for. No, I wanna hear, ooh.
Yeah.
When did you buy that? Nigga, you know when I bought it. You bought it for me. What you mean? You I like bought that. It for me. You see what I'm saying? But I like that. But I like it. See, you gotta. Niggas will do it with the clothes a lot of the times because of just the whole sexual aspect. And it's an insecurity thing for niggas because it's like, especially what we was talking about with that every woman got a price. Mm-hmm. She going out looking like that. What if the nigga that got the price is out there? That be the thing. Whereas with women, shit, niggas is just weak-minded sometimes and greedy.
Niggas is so easy, bro. Like,
a lot of niggas are easy. Not all of us. But it be a lot of niggas that's easy.
It's exhausting. I'm like, ugh.
At this point, so women don't even. It'd be women that don't even want to date me because I know my worth. Mm-hmm. It'd be hard to date me.
That's good.
I make the joke and I say it like this all the time. It's not really as big of a deal as I make it when I say it, but I'm pretty hard on women. Because I'm big on y'all watch Pimp Talk. I'm big on accountability. Mm-hmm. So everything that I say on my episodes, I expect out of the women that I date. Like, perfect example. If you want to spend money on everything ass nigga, if you want that out of me, do you know what type of woman I'm going to need out of you? Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, perfect example. I tell women all the time, it's real easy for me to not go 50-50 with you, or for you not even pay nothing. I could pay everything in your life. Mm-hmm. That ain't your life no more. Mm-hmm. That's mine. Because you can't even afford to have it. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm going to need your help as I direct your life. Because I'm paying for it all. Mm-hmm. I'm paying for where you live. I'm paying for what you eat. I'm paying for what you wear. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? And you making your own money. But if it's just stacking, why are you stacking it for yourself? At that point, you're being selfish. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to then ask you shit like that.
Yeah.
So how you got this stack of money? You see me working 6 days a week,
yeah,
buying you shit, and you ain't buying me shit, except for on my birthday and on Christmas.
But, okay, so you know it's men that are like that don't want women to
work. I let them do them.
Yeah.
But I teach them, you worth more than that.
Yeah.
You worth more than that because she's worth more than that. What I mean by that is, if all your woman is worth is being a mop, and being a spatula, then buy a mop and a spatula. If all your woman is worth is a motherfucking sex toy, a mop, and a spatula, then buy those things. I want a woman. I don't want a mop, a spatula, and a sex toy. Mm-hmm. So with that, I need you to be a woman, okay? And you do more than just cook and clean and fix my shit up, right? Mm-hmm. All right,
cool. Iron your clothes and wash your dryer.
Yeah, come on now. Like, I could. Do you know how easy it is to? If y'all watch Pimp Talk, it'd be a lot easier for y'all to get bitches, so y'all wouldn't have to worry about vagina all the time. Mm-hmm. I don't even worry about it because I know what got to be done to get there.
Yeah.
So once you get to that point, then you start to needing more from women to fuck with you, and that's where I'm at. Mm-hmm. I travel fucking 3 times a month, sometimes out the country. I can't date no woman that's insecure every time I post a picture when I'm not with her. Mm-hmm. And I have that in. That's the one that be chopping. Yeah. That's 95%.
Yeah. The insecurity.
Right there. Yeah. That's 95%.
Yeah.
Because especially Pimp Talk, they know there's women there.
Yeah.
Well, if I'm with you, nigga, if you don't get with me if you don't trust me. A lot of women try to get with me and then not trust me while they're with me. Like,
you knew who I was before, but what did you think?
She said it. Damn. Say that one more.
I don't understand.
Do you think they don't just make Gucci glasses for niggas that don't travel places? Okay. They asked me what my flyer miles was before I bought these. Okay. Mm-hmm. They needed to know. So you gotta already know what the life is like. Mm-hmm. Okay. I have two Facebook pages with 5,000 friends on them now. Mm-hmm. All of them Pimp Talk friends. Mm-hmm. You know what the people need. You know what I'm doing. It'd be women that be upset about some of the stories that I tell. First off, I already said this at the beginning. I am a comedian. Mm-hmm. A lot of the stories that I tell on Pimp Talk are exaggerations of what has happened in my real life. Mm-hmm. So let's say I dated a chick 7 months ago. Mm-hmm. It was last week. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Let's say I dated her. She hung up in my face, then came over here, knocked on the door, and we talked. Mm-hmm. She came over here, banged on my door, and screamed at me, and I had to kick her out. Mm-hmm. Even though she, left on her own in real life. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? We talked, we argued, she laughed on her own. I had to kick ass out. You know what I mean? Like, sometimes real things happen.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if you saw the Pimp Talk episode where one of my exes broke the back windshield on my SUV.
Oh, no, I didn't see
it. That was hilarious.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my feelings was hurt. Oh, my
God. I don't appreciate that.
Oh, my
God. Like, from any sex, male or female, like, don't mess up people's stuff they worked hard for. Like, that's it should disgust me.
Because I'm not a violent, especially towards women, I'm not really violent. So it's not like I was finna go, fight the bitch or nothing like that. You know what I mean? I'm not finna get one of my homegirls to fight her. Mm-hmm. She didn't take anything. She just broke the back windshield. Mm-hmm. Which is unfortunate because there was a whole lot of money in there she could have took. Mm-hmm. Which is hilarious. She definitely could have, did me bad. I mean, she just said, people in the comments are laughing. Oh, goddamn, what did you do to her? Mm-hmm. See, that's what the dick do. Sexuality. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I don't want no sexual jokes right now. Mm-hmm. I'm fucking about that shit. She was like $700. Mm-hmm. I was upset because that was fully tinted. I had to go get another one. I was not happy.
Whole windshield and the tint.
It was so bad. Jesus. I was not happy. And niggas was making sex jokes. I'm like, I never want to have sex again. I'm like, if this is what sex does, I don't want sex no more.
This
is expensive.
Sex is expensive. No, that's how, man, when you be going through shit, that shit be really traumatizing. It's just like, I don't ever want to do no shit like this.
You on the spot. What's the craziest thing you've ever done?
To an ex? Or to, like,
somebody you were dating or an ex? I would imagine somebody you were dating would be worse.
That's the thing. I'm not.
You're not really crazy?
I'm not. Like, my exes have, gotten on my ass because of why. Aren't you arguing? Why aren't you arguing
that's
back?
Me.
Why?
I don't why? Be
you just you act like you don't care. Like you act like you ain't got no emotions. And I just don't like arguing.
I got a big, big problem. This is my worst problem with people. Cause I'm big. I'm a big matter of fact type of person. Mm-hmm. I'm ex-military. My dad was he was ex-military for a long time. Mm-hmm. So that's how I was raised. And there was no women in the house. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? My mom passed away when I was 10. Mm-hmm. So it was a lot of niggas. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
a lot of niggas.
A lot of just me, my little brother, just a lot of just nigga shit happened.
Yeah.
So I'm real matter of fact. So let's say, perfect example, I've had this happen before. Let's say you go through my phone and you see some shit, mm-hmm. but it's not what you think it is. Like, it's really not what you think it is. Mm-hmm. I'm not finna try to convince you. Mm. I'm not finna do the whole believe what you want to believe thing either. Mm. I'm finna really look you dead in your face. I'm like, look, I done told you that this ain't what it is. Mm-hmm. You got two choices. You could not believe me, and if that leads to you breaking up, bet, let me know now so I can stop fucking with you. Mm-hmm. Or you can believe what the fuck I'm saying and let this go. There is no in-between on this. I'm not going to hear this 2 weeks from now. I'm not going to hear this a month from now. Because you didn't either forgave me or you didn't. And if you don't forgive me but still want to be with me, then we got to figure out how this is going to work, but I'm not going to hear this no more. Because I done told you what it is. Yeah. And I'm not going to get off of, okay, you finna find out later. Because again, I don't gotta lie to you.
Yeah.
So, okay, you done seen it. If you think it done went this way, I'm gonna let you know if it done went this way.
See, and this, see, a lot of men don't do that.
That's why women like to fuck with me, but I get called mean all the time.
Yeah.
So a lot of times, if they can make it past that first initial shock to the system, a lot of times they call my phone forever. What? And it'd be funny.
They hooked.
And it's whether we dating or not, because that honesty, they ain't gonna find it nowhere else.
Yeah.
So they'll hit me up regardless, whether we dating or not. I'm usually, a lot of times, especially from, you know what I mean, the little sides that I've had in the past, I'm usually the nigga they fuck with when they trying to find, like, a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
They'll hit me up in between, like, actual relationships.
Mm.
You know what I mean? It's like, okay, I'm alone, but you know a lot of these motherfuckers really can't be alone.
Yeah, so I don't get that, because I'm team self-love. Like,
talk that shit. You know how to find yourself,
like,
you know how to find yourself.
It's just, it's less stress. Like I said, I'm not big with emotions and, like, communicating emotions. Like, it's draining to me. Like, I get it's important, but it's really hard for me to do, so... Yeah, no, it's just like, even with trying to have like little flings and shit, this shit kind of like get exhausting, because it's like, nah. And back into the whole germ situation, because like,
I lose a lot of women like this. You know how people like to make the jokes, I'm going to give her 2 days, let her mind wander?
Mm-hmm.
I give a motherfucker 2 months, let her mind wander. I just be like, hey, if you aren't in the mood to hit me... I do the good morning text and stuff like that, but I don't do that every morning.
Mm-hmm.
I know not every morning is a good morning, so I'll do it. So if I'm having a good morning, then I'm going to hit you with one.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? Sometimes I would like to wake up to one.
Mm-hmm.
I don't fuck with women that don't like me back.
Mm-hmm.
So, motherfucker, don't play hard to get with me, because your ass going to be single. I'm sorry. Like, if I'm not seeing that you like me back,
yeah,
I will move around.
Yeah, if it's not being matched, if the energy's not being matched, and it's just like, okay, now I feel like it's weird. Like, I'm bugging you. Like, I don't want to ever feel like I'm bugging you, because then I'm going to just...
Thank you. Do you like me back? Yeah. All right. Let's close. You're the first person I get to close with the self-love affirmation. So I just want you to repeat after me. This is something that I say to myself all the time. It's gonna have my slogan in it at the end. That don't got nothing to do with you.
Okay.
But I'm gonna tell you to repeat just the slow parts with me.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? I look good.
I look good.
You know I look good.
You know I look good.
I know you know I look good.
I know you know I look good.
But you can't do nothing with this unless I want you to.
But you can't do nothing with this unless I want you to. Period.
Repeat that 3 times a day.
Okay.
Look at yourself in the mirror. I look good. You know I look good.
You know I look good.
You already starting to feel it, that energy. You see what I'm saying? It puts you in a place where no matter what you got going, you knowing your worth. That's all pimping really is for me. It's I have a financial value on my time, energy, effort, and sex.
Thanks.
Thankfully, I didn't practice enough where motherfuckers is going to pay for it if it really got to that point.
Thanks.
But I just know my worth. And I've been doing Pimp Talk for at least 2 years now.
Mm.
Has any woman ever came out to try to expose me? You can't.
You can't.
Go ahead, look. I don't get bad reviews.
Mm-hmm.
Pimp Talk is a 5-star business. I can tell you that right. Nizal, Pimp Talk is a 5-star business. But I'm going to close. Tell everybody where they can find you at.
I'm trying to be more on Facebook. I kind of like, you know, kind of brushed it off. But Facebook, Tatiana Jackson is just my first and last name.
Mm-hmm.
And on Instagram, The T-H-E, Tatiana Marie. T-Y-T-I-A-N-A, Marie.
Do you have any photo shoots, video shoots coming up that you can speak on?
No, not right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
I feel that.
It's usually like touch and go. And it's usually like, unless it's something big, super big, then I know like weeks ahead, but sometimes it's just like days.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, that modeling life a little rough. You know, I thought about going into modeling, but apparently I'm too tall and muscular.
What?
You know.
What? Yeah, who told you that? Who told you that?
To go model, I was not. Honestly, it's my insecurities. That's the way I try to pretend.
Like, oh, okay.
But I actually, you know, I mean, I'll be working out and shit. I'm trying to get to that point where it's like, yeah, we're gonna get right. You see? What I'm saying?
I need to be right there with you.
Do they take models that wear glasses and shit? And do I have to put? I mean, I could wear contacts too.
I think it doesn't really matter. Especially like now in today's standards, everything's so like accepting of like
right. Let me try to, because you know I got a unique face. Let me try to do it. hold on. Let me try to do it, especially while I do the hold on.
Yeah.
But you see?
Yeah.
I like her. You see how she immediately went to boosting?
Yeah.
That's why you niggas be hating. Why the fuck y'all be hating like that? She boosts like a motherfucker. Y'all be hating.
I
be saying
I'm like,
that I'm going
to... My friends, like, you got it. Fuck with anybody.
Look at Instagram, how broad my shoulders is. This is strapping for like a Hollister.
Or something. Shit. Yeah. You can look here. I'm a firm believer. You can do whatever fuck you want to do.
They need more niggas on Hollister. I mean, I'm not going to wear it. But like I'll model it, right? Because it's fun. Did you notice?
You can't say something like I'm not gonna wear it on a regular basis.
But think about it. None of the Hollister models really wear clothes at all. So do they wear Hollister? No. Probably. It's young out the pimp. I don't put no holes on a strip and use a smooth talker, swift hand to break down the bitches. The respect that I get, energy, effort. It's the time that is spent. My time is money, so they're gonna reimburse every cent. And if that don't make sense, you are not listening to Pimp Talk the podcast. Shout out my guest, Tatiana. I really want her to be a co-host, especially since she is willing to pull up and do shit. Because I just need people that's committed. You see what I'm saying?
So it was kind of touch and go there, but we're going to see about that. Always going to come through.
I'm a big fan. We love you guys.